Good morning. Thank you very much for coming. I'm Stephen Martino. I'm the director of the Maryland Lottery. This morning, the Maryland Lottery is pleased to announce that the winning Mega Millions jackpot ticket that was sold in Maryland on March 30th for the world record-setting $656 million jackpot was claimed yesterday. The ticket was claimed by three winners who have chosen to remain anonymous, but they have given us permission to give a little information about them and the circumstances for them getting the ticket, purchasing the ticket, and claiming it, and kind of how they came to understand that they were the winners. All three winners, a woman in her 20s, a man in his 40s, and a woman in her 50s, have worked together for many years in the public school system of the state of Maryland. It is the first time that the three friends had pooled their money together. One described themselves as a frequent numbers player of the Maryland Lottery. Another one described themselves as an occasional scratch ticket player. And the third was essentially a non-player of the lottery, except when the jackpots got really high, and she thought that $656 million was sufficiently high to play in this jackpot. The trio each contributed $20 to the pool. They purchased 60 tickets total. One of the members purchased all of the tickets at three different locations, at a retailer in Baltimore City, at a retailer in another county, and then at a third retailer that, of course, sold a winning ticket in Baltimore County. A little color for what happened that night. That night, the woman who had purchased the tickets laid all of the tickets out on her floor, watched the numbers be drawn, and then after seeing that, in fact, one of their winning tickets had the winning numbers, and after, I think, collecting herself from a state of disbelief, contacted one of the other participants in the group, they then called and had to wake up the third participant, told this individual that they were coming over. The third participant thought that perhaps they were playing an early April Fool's joke on her, but in fact they arrived at her home sometime midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. They all just kind of collected themselves, looked over the ticket. They made a copy of the ticket, and they each signed a copy of the ticket. From there, the woman who purchased the ticket took it to a relative's house where it was placed in a safe. The next day, or actually I think late that night, so maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning, one of the participants contacted a Baltimore area financial advisor and made connection with him to begin the process of planning how they were going to claim this money and what they were going to do with it. In the intervening time, it's also been explained to us that there's been contact with attorneys to help them deal with this issue. From that, we had an opportunity to visit with them yesterday about what they plan to do, and while they don't have all of their plans laid out for the money, here is a sense of what they told us of what they plan to do. For one, they hope to take a backpacking trip through Europe with their brother. Another winner wants to pay for his daughter's college educations and buy his sister a new house. Another winner would like to go and tour Italy's wine country. All three plan to invest their money and at some point in time to purchase new homes. All three winners work multiple jobs. One of them works two full-time jobs. And if I didn't say, now would be a important time to highlight that one of the winners is an elementary school teacher. Another winner is a special education teacher. And the third winner provides administrative support, all in the public school system of Maryland. One of them works two full-time jobs, another has a part-time job, and a third has two other part-time jobs. All of them indicated that they would continue, and the teachers said that they all plan at this point in time to remain public school teachers, not just to complete this school year, but going forward. The state of Maryland will receive $13 million in revenue from the claim. Having split it three ways, the after-tax claim for each of the winners comes out to $34.997 million. This is the second claim of the Mega Millions jackpot, and the Kansas winner came forward on Friday. I don't believe that the Illinois winner has come forward yet. Finally, let me just say a couple of things. I think more personal observation about these winners. We were particularly pleased that these folks were able to come in the way they did. They were modest. They were, I think, humbled by this stroke of luck that they have they've received. I think at times they were a bit overwhelmed. I would also say that we certainly understand that when people play the lottery, they want to win. You want to win. However, if it can't be you, these are precisely the people that you would want to see win the lottery, and it happened. Finally, everyone in Maryland takes pride in the state's public education system, and we're particularly proud of the fact that for four straight years, Maryland's public schools have been judged the best of all the states, so that people who have participated and dedicated themselves to that system were able to share in this winning makes it even more rewarding for us. So thank you very much. I would be happy to answer any questions if you might have them.